Turn to Psalm 84. And I want to say something to Rich. I had two sermons tonight, and I mean it. I was tossing them up and down. And if you say, well, how can you do that? Because the Holy Ghost is working. I study a lot. I have a lot of messages. But I want to make sure it's the right message for the right time. And I believe this is. And I want you to look at Psalm 84. If you don't mind, will you stand to your feet? And let's read this whole chapter of Psalm 84. And then I'll give you a thought and hopefully bless you and strengthen you tonight. The Bible said, how amicable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my God, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord, in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passes through the valley of Baca, maketh it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in the courts, in thy courts, is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Listen to this. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Will you keep your Bible there? Will you stay in that chapter and follow me in a moment as I preach just an expository message from this passage? Our Lord. Oh, our Lord, I love you. And Lord, I'm glad you said you'll not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. I'm glad you're our sun and our shield. I'm glad that you're everything to the church of the living God. I pray tonight that you'll bless this sermon and you'll bless it. It'll be more than a sermon. It'll be a message touched right into the hearts of your people. And we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach tonight. Kind of, Rich, you kind of tipped it off and was talking about the fruit and about God's fruit here in Taze Valley Baptist Church. I want to preach this thought. I'm glad I'm in this church. In this passage, the scripture talked about tabernacles. It talked about a called out people. You know what a church is? A church is it comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which means a called out, separated body of born again believers. A church is, or ekklesia is composed of three things. Get this, this might want you to shout. First of all, it is the building of Christ. I want you to look at me right now. I want you to get this. Listen to me. Get this. This is Christ's church. It is the building of Christ. What that means, it's a lasting unit. Union. Aren't you glad that upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it? This is his church. He bled for this church. I'm glad I'm a part of this church. I'm glad he's made me pastor and under shepherd on this church. But that's all I am. I'm not the head. He's the head. I'm nothing but a servant to you. I thank God that I'm a member of this church. I'm proud to be here. Came here a long time ago. Plan to keep on going for God. Lord God, that's good. Not only is it the building of Christ, but we are the body of Christ. Not only is it a lasting union, it's a living union. Let me tell you two things about a church. Look at me right now. I want you to get this. We're an organization. We are. I mean, we are. We have deacons. We have a pastor. We have an organization according to the Word of God. But do you know that's not the most important thing we have? We're also an organism. I don't know where I'm at in the body of Christ. I may be a thumbnail or a toenail. But I want you to know I'm just glad I'm in it. I'm glad I'm in this one. I'm glad I'm in a church that's reached all this country. Not because of its pastor, but because God's influence in the body of Christ. I'm taking the glory. Give Him the glory tonight. Not only is it the building of Christ, that's a lasting union. The body of Christ, that's a living union. It's the bride of Christ. It's a loving union. Can you think about God Almighty loved a poor, wicked sinners like us and then saved us and we got baptized and came into this local church and serve God here. Hey, some of you been here longer than I have. Most of you been here about this, a lot of you the same time I have. I want to tell you, we ought to thank God and raise up holy hands that God has allowed us to be in this church. Amen. Let me go on. This chapter will emphasize three things. First of all, delight for the house of God. I'll tell you what, I delighted. Hardest thing in the world is for me not to be in Sunday morning preaching this morning. I'll be honest with you. I had withdrawals all day, and I'm not kidding about that. And I stayed here just as long as I could. I stayed here. We fellowshiped some, and I want to be here this morning. But it wasn't God's providential will. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad I'm here tonight. And I'm glad I'm delighting it. It ain't hard for me to come to church here. What a body of Christ. And I, by the way, while I'm thinking about it, I want to thank God for the home builders. Last Monday, 30 home builders. I was told 30. Came out and did this decorate. You know what we all stop for a minute? We take us for granted. We take each other for granted. Let's give them a big hand. Everybody that done. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. I just appreciate it. I tell you, it's pretty too. And I want y'all to know this just because it's just my favorite. I love red. And I love it. And ain't it pretty tonight? And it's always pretty every Christmas. Our people do such a good job. Every Christmas, every holiday, during the... But we forget about those little people that stand by in the backside and will come out and do something like this. They're doing it because of God. They desire to do it. Somebody help me there. They delight in the desire for the house of God. I want to tell you something. We'll have our ups and we'll have our downs. God help every one of us if we ever lose a desire for the house of God. We'll get so far out in the horse weeds. We'll get out of fellowship. We'll get so far from God. You might say, I don't need that church. I can have a TV church. I can go just anywhere. No, you need a church like this to raise your children up and raise your family up in a church that's still getting people saved, still having people join the church, still have... Listen, we have... Lord have mercy. I'm not going to say all this, but I want to tell you what. We got 14 preachers called since 2012. 9 teenagers. And they'll say a lot more about that later. But I just kind of had to say it. Glory.
Amen.
That's in His church.
Glory to God.
Now let me give you 3 things. And I want you to follow me in the Word of God. I want you to make notes. I didn't get it on PowerPoint. I've been looking for Allison. She in New York. Did Joe go to New York? Lord have mercy, if Joe went to New York, it's over. Let me give you three things. Number one, the psalmist expressed in these verses should be our greatest dedication to the Lord. Number one, I'm sheltered in this haven of rest. And by the way, that's what it is. Look with me right in the Bible. Look at verse number 2a. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for thy courts. I've got a longing. You know, I want all y'all to know this. You may think this old man don't know this. Y'all sit just about where you sit all the time. Now, you're out of place tonight. Okay? You're in his place tonight. A whole lot better looking than he is, too. But you know what? I can look back there and see Bill Lamont and Marie. I know where they sit. My favorite daughter, Julie. The Zussmans and his wife, Brother Zussman, Chris Zussman, and his wife, Melissa. That's 2 weeks in a row. You know, she's been coming here 2 years, and I've been calling her Susan for 2 years. I've got longing for this place. You know what the devil wants to do? Look at me. Just please stay with me tonight. Get a passion about what I'm preaching tonight. He wants to take that longing away from us. The devil will do everything he can to stop this church and stop you right in your tracks and stop me right in my tracks. But I want to tell you, every one of us need to tell the devil, get out! We're longing for the church. In verse 2b, he said, I've got a loving. My heart and my flesh crieth out. Man, I love this place. Outside my Christian home, ain't nowhere I'd rather be but right here. Amen. You say, you mean it? I mean it. I love it. Let me tell you what the devil's trying to do. He's trying to take your longing away from the church. He'll try to take your loving away from church. He'll blaze your mind with all kinds of junk. And by the way, the warfare is in your mind and my mind. And I want to tell you, he'll tell that to you, but I want you to thank God for the church. And then 2C, I've got a living. Look what it says there in 2C. It says, my heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. You want to know where you find the living God? In an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental Baptist church where Jesus is preached high and where the blood of Jesus is exalted and the death, burial, and the resurrection and the power of God to save somebody. Somebody, help me out a little bit. Whew. I'm not serving a dead God. Peace Valley, you don't have a dead God. You got a living God. He's on the throne. He makes no mistakes. You might make them. I make them. But I want to say he has made none. Whew. Lord, look at verse 3. Man, oh man. There's all kinds of stuff here. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. I've got a lodge in here. Can I say something about every one of us? This is from the pastor and the associate pastors. I'll speak for us. This altar actually isn't just for sinners. Actually, it doesn't mention that a lot about sinners coming to an altar. Altars were built by his men in the Old Testament to come and worship. You know what I think's happened to the churches today? Some of them don't even have one of these. They don't even have an altar call. But I'll tell you what we need to find ourselves doing. Finding us an old high-fashioned altar. I'll tell you one thing. If we build a new church over there, if that's God's will, I'm going to tell you one thing that's going to be included in there. Or we're going to have a battle. You want to fight over something? I don't want to fight over stupid, ignorant things. And nobody else should. But taking the altar out and taking the blood out and taking the book out and going to some kind of fancy contemporary music. No, sir! We better stay with what really works.
Amen.
And he said, I've got a lodging here. You know what that means, Anthony? I need to spend more time on the altar. You know what? How many of y'all think if we spend all as a body more time on the altar, we keep the devil out? Hey, the biggest failures of the church are prayer failures. I want to be honest with you. Here's what the devil wants to do to me. I'm your leader. You know what he wants to do to me and the staff and the leaders? Let me get Pastor Smith's mind off of prayer and the Word. Let me get him so enthralled in something that doesn't mean a lot. And then we get away from God in prayer. Look here, this place is for prayer. Amen. Number two, let me show you this. Not only I'm sheltered in the haven of rest, but I'm secure in a house of refuge. Look at verse 4. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still praise thee, still be praising thee, Selah. Let me say four or five things under I'm secured in a house of refuge. By the way, have y'all noticed something lately? Have y'all been noticing churches changing their name? How many knows that? Come on. Even in our valley. Connection. Depot. I'm not against them folks, okay? Don't get me wrong. But what about when they was a church? Thank God that we still got Baptist over our name and we're a Baptist church. Somebody help me right there. And by the way, still God blesses that. You know what they're doing? They're trying to be user friendly. Everything's user friendly today. I like user friendly, but I like the old timey way. Somebody say amen. I like when Christ reaches down and touches us tonight and we can sense his presence in his church. First of all, it's a house of praise. They will still be praising. Now let me ask you a question. I'm not going to ask you if you're being fought by the devil. I'm not going to ask you if there's a devil after you. I'm going to ask you, you still got your praise? Do you still have your praise for your God in his house? I want to tell you what. All of us, come on. We get so preoccupied. Brother O'Brien, your devotion tonight, we take it all for so much granted. And I want to tell you, if it's ever snatched out of our hands, we'll miss the praise. I tell my wife, and it's not just about one person, but I just talk about some people here that maybe they're a little bit more demonstrative on the outside, but that don't mean they're the only one praising. By the way, you have a tear running down your face, you're praising. You got some joy in your heart, you're praising. You may not be shouting it out all the time, but I'll tell you this, if you ain't got some praise in your soul for what God's done for you in his church, something is wrong. Woo! It's a house of praise. Get this, it's a house of power. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. I want to be honest with you. I've sensed the power of God in church greater than any place I've ever been. I mean, be in a service where God just comes off you. Is that good or not? And by the way, friends, you get this down in your lunch bucket. This church, if it's going to be successful, it'll be successful because it's a house of praise and a house of power. I mean, the power of God will to stay the enemy. The power of God will deliver our souls. The power of God will help your family. The power of God will bless you.
Amen.
We were talking up, and we'll get to this one in verse 8. I'll go ahead and give you this one. It's in verse 8. He said, hear my prayer. You know, I don't know if you've done this, Sean. Have you counted the prayers answered up there? Do you have any list of them? Would y'all mind if I point out a couple that we've been praying for this for well over a year? And I'm not going to let the devil beat us tonight. Brother Justin Painter, you and your wife stand. And I want you to stay standing. This is a young couple in our church. The fiery darts of the devil have been beaten down on him and his wife. And he hasn't had a job for well over a year, haven't you? But I'll tell you what he's been doing. I don't remember. See, I don't remember when he's missed the prayer rooms because he's there all the time. In every prayer room, he said, will you pray about a job? And God laid on my heart, wasn't about August or July, I told you. Now, don't think I'm out here and flipped out or something. The Spirit of God told me to tell him to go to the West Virginia DEP. He'll get a job there in geology. You might as well ask for what he's wanting. Tell me what happened in the last couple of weeks. Doing what? So you got what you prayed for. And you're starting in 2 days. A week and 2 days. Time out. Somebody, praise him. Somebody, glorify. That is a living testimony of the power of prayer.
Amen.
You may be seated. And they're not the only ones in here that God has blessed. And I tell you what's wrong with us. We want to point out the negative in them, but they are, because we're human. We're fleshly. We're wicked in our flesh. But I want you to know there's a great God that greater is he that is in you than is in the world, that will bless you, that answers your prayer. Somebody ought to praise him.
Amen.
And then in verse 6, I'll skip around. It's a house of provision. Somebody say amen right there. He said, listen to this. Who passeth through the valley of Baca maketh it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. That valley of Baca, that just means a place of sorrow or crying. We've all went through the valley of Baca. How many of you know you've wetted your pillow with tears? But he sent rain to the valley. He sent provision to the valley. I just like, would y'all please get in this with me a little bit? How many of you can say, preacher, I've been in some valleys, and every one of them, God's provided a way. If you can raise your hand, shout a little bit, praise him. Wave at me. Sister Hall, remember when you was in your valley a few months ago? I thought you were going to lose your leg. But guess who came to the valley of Baca? The Lord Jesus. The head of the church. Praise God. And look at verse 9. I'm trying to get through, but boy, this is good stuff. I'm in a house of refuge. In verse 9, it says this. Look at it. If you're there, say amen. Behold, O God, our shield. It's a house of protection. I wish I could sing, and I wish I could read poetry like some people. But when the winds and seas do rage and threaten to undo me, thou dost their wrath restrain if I but call on thee. A mighty storm last night did my soul to swallow, but by the peep of light, a gentle calm did follow. What I need, I then despair. Though ills stand round about me, since mischief neither dare to bark or bite without thee. That's my God. You know what I think we forgot about doing? I ask the leaders of the church to do this for me all the time. I'm going to ask every member to do this for me in the church. Pray a hedge around us, so the devil don't get into this. This isn't one man here. This is God's place. This is God's house. Boy, I sense him tonight. I'm glad I'm in church tonight to know he's a protection. Lastly, I'm finished. This right here might be the point I like better than any of them. I'm satisfied in the home of the redeemed. You know what? I got three great associate pastors. And I got a great assistant that's an assistant kind of emeritus. But he still prays for this church. Amen. He'll be included in the offering next Sunday for our associate, Brother Bruce. I love being here in worship, but I love working here and having these three young men around me. I got to tell you something. I've tried to pour myself in them. The bad stuff just keep out, okay? But I hope I'm pouring something good. And, the Lord, I'm satisfied in this place. # I'm glad you're here. That's what it's called. He's the pastor, administrative pastor, numbers man. Chad calls him Hitler. I'm even glad you're here. You know, Wednesday night. How many was here last Wednesday night? Y'all remember who led the service? I was sitting here and I was thinking, I felt so good. Now, Chad's a comedian. He had me. It was almost like I wanted to be at Outback smiling or something, eating or something with him going through his routine. And, but isn't it refreshing to be around positive people? Amen. I'm satisfied with this. You know, you know what the devil wants to do to you? He wants to make you dissatisfied with his house. And dissatisfied with your brethren. And dissatisfied with everything. Somebody help me. This is where some of you raised. Hey, some of you parents. How many of you parents got some kids sitting up here? Raise your hand if you got them sitting up here. Brother Rich said something in his prayer devotion today. I've just about lost it. Your sister, Ashley, I know how godly you are, Ashley. But he said he went in at 5:30 to get his daughter ready for to go to work this morning. Mackenzie. You know what he found on the bed? No stupid stuff. She had her Bible open to her devotion. Reading the Bible before 5:30 in the morning. I'm going to tell you what. You got my permission to shout when you can. Because I'm about ready to shout for you right there. Amen. Somebody, oh, praise God. Some of you got children. They come up around this preacher. Do you know there's days I feel down here in the valley, and some of your kids, because you're raising mine, they'll come around here and hug my legs, say, I'm praying for you. I love you. You know where they're being taught that? In their home. That's just not one child here, two child. That's many of them. Let me show you why I'm satisfied. First of all, verse 10, my motto for a day in the courts, in thy courts, is better than a thousand. He's saying one day in the house of God is better than 3 years, practically. Whew. Then my morsel. In verse 10b, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. I want you all to know I didn't start out as pastor or preacher. I got called when I was 6 months old, baby Christian. I was pastor my first church in a year. But the first time I really had a great experience, it wasn't over doing any preaching. It was over cleaning a room. Up at Pinch Baptist. Whew. I'd rather be a doorkeeper here. You know what that really means? Look at me. Here's what it means. Be serving God in this place. Can I give you a challenge tonight? Well, every one of you that can, find a place to serve. Find a place to be busy. Find a place to, that you can get, put your heart in something. You'll love it more. And then my master, for the Lord thy God is a sun and a shield. He's the master of the church, by the way. I'm not your master. I have a hard time mastering myself. But raise your hand if you believe he's your master. He's your leader. He's the man. Christ Jesus. Ray, I'm about to have a spell tonight.
Amen.
Then lastly, and I'm done, look at verse 12. And I would like you to do me a favor. Y'all got your Bibles, King James Bibles tonight? I want you to do me a favor. Get them there to verse 12. 11 and 12. You there? Everybody there say amen. Now, here's what I want you to do with the loudest voice you've got. I want you to read verse 11 and 12 with me. Then I want you, whatever you sense from those verses, just let it bubble in you. Will you do that? 11 and 12. Why don't you read it out loud? For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. How many of you, those verses rung out? They rung out. I want you to bow your head.